Welcome to our weekly sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock, Annanbrae. My name is Andrew Gill, and today we're jumping back into the letter of Philippians, looking at chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, where Paul encourages us to press on. One of the greatest sporting achievements in my school life was when I competed in my final year in an aquaathlon. An aquaathlon is basically two-thirds of a triathlon, so it was swimming followed by running. I was a pretty good swimmer in those days, and a bit of a rubbish runner, but I still thought that I had a good chance of winning. And the swimming section of it was going well, and I was counting the number of lengths in my head. And when I'd reached the goal, I jumped out of the pool to get ready for the running. When one of the teachers ran over and says, "You're not finished yet. You've still got four more lengths to do. You need to get back in and keep going." I thought I'd reached the goal, but I still had more to do. We can make that mistake in life too sometimes, that we get confused about what the goal is. So we can think that buying the house or getting that promotion or getting married, that that's the finishing line, when in fact it's just the beginning. We can make the same mistake with our Christian lives as well, that we think baptism or being converted or saying the sinner's prayer, that those things are the finishing line, when in fact, again, it's just the beginning. It seems that as Paul is writing his letter to his friends in Philippi, that there are some of them that are thinking that they had finished, that they were all done, that they'd reached the goal of being a Christian, that they had achieved some kind of spiritual perfection. So Paul writes to them to tell them, "You're not finished yet. You need to keep going." Look at verse 12. "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection." 2 weeks ago, you might remember that we were looking at the verses just before this, where Paul shares a little bit of his testimony. And Paul finished off that section by saying that his ambition was to know Jesus more and to obtain resurrection from the dead. And so here he starts off and he makes it clear that he's not reached that goal yet. And he declares, "I'm not perfect." And for me to hear the Apostle Paul, Saint Paul, to say that he is not perfect, that's a little bit comforting to me. To know that a great man like him still had more to learn. That he was still growing in his character too. To know that just like us, he failed, he made mistakes, he had weaknesses, and he still had sin that he struggled with in his life. He wasn't perfect. And neither are we. Churches are not museums that display perfect people. They are hospitals where the wounded, hurt, injured, and broken find healing. Christians are not perfect people, but they pursue perfection. We admit our sin, but we never accept our sin. We never get comfortable or complacent with it, and we always press on. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race. Paul says that he presses on by doing two things. First of all, by forgetting what is in the past. When an athlete slips or falls in a race, they don't just stay there on the ground, but they get back up and they keep going. Similarly for us, when we fail, when we make mistakes, when we sin, we don't just stop running, but we get back up again. We confess to God, we seek forgiveness, we put things in place to remove temptations, we repent, and we press on. Paul's past can be forgotten because his sins have been forgiven. So he presses on. He forgets the failures and he also forgets the successes. See, in this race of life, it's not about what you did yesterday. It's about what you do today and what you will do tomorrow. Tom Brady is an American football player, and many people consider him to be the greatest quarterback of all time. He has been part of more Super Bowl winning teams than any other player. And when you win the Super Bowl, you're given a championship ring. When asked in an interview which championship ring was his favorite, he replied with the next one. His eyes were not on the past victories, but on the future ones. Similarly, I think if you were to ask Paul which experience of God was the greatest in his life, he says, the next one. Paul is not satisfied with what he's done in the past, but he presses on towards the future. Paul presses on by forgetting the past, and secondly, by straining forward towards the future. Back when I was doing that race in secondary school, after I did eventually finish the full number of lengths of the swimming, I got up and started to run. I had a good lead getting out of the pool. And when I first time I looked behind me, I didn't see anyone. Second time I looked behind me, I could see two people in the distance. Third time I looked behind me, I could see a lot more people behind me. And those two people were gaining closer. As I got towards the end, there was somebody right beside me. And I can remember just sprinting with every bit of strength that I had, moving everything that I could just to get forward to reach that finishing line first. That's what Paul is saying here. He is straining forward. He is reaching. He is doing everything he can to move forwards towards the future. On the other side of tomorrow, there is more obedience, there is more blessing, there is more joy, there is breakthrough and the answers to prayer, so we press on. Someday we will put down our screens and we'll be back in our church together singing praises to our God. So we press on. We keep going all the way to the finish line. Look at verse 14. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. After I won my aquathlon, I was presented with the trophy in the assembly later on that morning. When I got the trophy and the principal whispered in my ear, you just need to be careful. And as I looked down at this trophy, this beautifully plastic trophy, it was held together with sellotape. Somebody had broken it and given it to me. After all my achievements, this was the award that I got. What is the award? What is the goal? What is the prize that Paul is running for? It's resurrection from the dead. It is the transformation of his lowly body to be like the glorious body of Christ Jesus. Paul is running for eternal life and perfection. A body free of death, a mind free of fear, and a heart free from sin. Paul has hope for the future, so he presses on. But he's not running to earn the prize. He's running to endure until the prize. You see, God has called Paul and us not just to be competitors, but to be champions. The prize has already been won by Christ. The central piece to the letter of Philippians is chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, which describe Christ's example of humility, of obedience and service, as he gave up sitting on a throne in heaven to die hanging on a cross. He ran to us. through his death and resurrection, Christ has won the prize for us. Look again at verse 12. I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. We run to Christ because he first ran to us. We reach out to take hold of perfection because the perfect one has already reached out and is holding us. So today, let us press on with hope. Father God, we thank you that you have called us to receive the heavenly prize through Christ Jesus. We know that we are not perfect, so please forgive us of all our past failures and mistakes. Help us to press on to reach the end of the race and possess that perfection for which Jesus Christ first possessed us. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.